Hey guys, I'm going to talk about the relationships, but I'm talking about the married people. And I'm talking about the people that are in relationships. I'm talking about them, the ones that in a relationship right now, and they're experiencing some type of turbulence, some type of trouble, something that's going on with the relationship, and they're struggling. And the best thing you can do is level up and own up to your stuff. If you own up to it and say, hey, I did this and you did that, let him say, I did this and you did that. Let him be able to express what you did. You should be able to express what he did. And that's how you keep a relationship together. And that's how you level up. When you own your shit, that keeps the relationship going. Not only do you own your stuff, when you're talking, if you need more of something, say, I need more of this. He says, I need more of that.
Once you lay everything on the table, that is the beginning of a new relationship. What we do, we get into these marriages, and we are so afraid to hurt the other people's feelings, so we don't say anything. And what happens is a buildup happens. It build. And sometimes it builds to the point where there's no return. There's no coming back. So the best thing to do if you're getting married and you're listening to this podcast is that think about it. Once you get married, and if it's things that you don't like, say it, speak up, and he will do the same. Don't let it get to the point where you have to get into this room, you know, and right now put everything on the table, because what will happen is feelings are going to get hurt. But if you're mature enough, you would say, okay. And yeah, later on you might cry and he might go into another room and cry too. You know, men in front of us, they pretend like, oh, you know, I'm big jelly, I'm a big guy. But you would be surprised how many guys that cry over their marriages, their relationships. So many guys that just sit and weep. And I get it. They want to be a strong man. But I'm telling you, you're not the only one crying. So you never want to get to the point where it's just so bad. We have to get in this room. And it's hurtful for somebody to sit and tell you your flaws. You don't want to get that. You sit and tell him his flaws. You don't want to get there. If you nurture your relationship from the very beginning, if you turn around and say, I'm not liking this too much from the very beginning, you know, it all work out. But there are people that's going through a hard time right now, a very hard time. They don't know which way they want to go. She's thinking divorce, he thinking divorce, he's not thinking divorce, she's not thinking divorce. It's just flipping flopping. What do? And what you do, you own your stuff. You own your stuff. That's what you do. Don't let this carry on to the next year and the following year. That is the worst. That's when the build up. When you're in a relationship, in a marriage, treat that marriage like you did when you were dating him. You surprised him. You did little things. You dressed up for him. He did the same for you. You know, still go out on date night. Just don't get relaxed. I understand there's a lot of people, you know, they have children, and children could take up a lot of your time. But even though children are taking up a lot of time, you want their dad there. You want the mother there. So you have to carve in some time for yourself. Get a friend. Get family. A lot of you don't live near family. Get a friend to babysit. Go out. Also, too, when the child come along, some people don't know how to bring the child in. The child has come along. So what you do, you all get together, start having things with this child. Start doing things with the child together. Are we going to do this weekend? We're going to do this weekend, but don't always make it a child event. Because that's when the mom began to lose herself. Don't always make it a child event. And the man, he's not going to say anything. He's going to say, oh, she's a good mother. That's what he's going to say. She's a good mother. And as time goes, resentment is going to build. I know a lot of people say, oh, that's not true. That's his child. He doesn't have resentment toward the child. He's starting to have resentment toward his wife. Okay, and if he's not, in her mind, feel like he's not helping out enough, she's building resentment toward him. So don't do that. Don't wait until everything just explodes. You know, you have to own your shit. And I just feel like a man that's owning his shit is a man that I like, that I love, I want to be with. Not a man is not owning anything. When a man owns his shit, what he's saying is this here. Okay, I want to stay here. And I have done some bad things. You know, I haven't been present inside the home. I haven't. And the same thing as a woman. I want her to say, you know, when I had the baby, I got lost. You know, say that. If there's no children and there's two people working, you know, and they're like ships passing through the night. That's another thing. A woman can say, you know what? You know, I just been so busy. I'm trying to build this career. You know, I'm doing this and that and da 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 da. Own up to it. Just don't get to the point where you feel like I'm married now. I got him and he's thinking I got her. So we're good. Mm-mm. Another thing too, let's talk about houses. Yeah, I know I'm in real estate, so let's talk about houses. A lot of you all get into a city, get into a state, and you stay there. You get married at 2021, you buy a house and you stay there. And I know you're thinking a lot of people are doing that too, but they're not. The average person stays in the house for about 10 years and they move on to the next house. Okay, I have something else for you. Another thing, okay, you get in this house and you stay there. You just stay there. You stay in the same city, the same state. You just stay there. You got the same friends. You're doing the same thing. The city gonna have the same event every year. You go to the same event. You're not growing. It is best most of the time to turn around and say, hey, especially in this day and time where everybody is working from home. You could say, hey, let's go here. Let's move to Chicago. You're working from home now. I'm working from home now. Let's say he's not working from home. Okay. And he's really building in his career and he can't move. Turn around and say, hey, you're building in your career. Why don't we get a little vacation home somewhere else that we can go to? That there keep the marriage alive. Back long time ago, our parents, they went into a house, they had kids, they went to the same school, they went to the school our parents went to, nothing changed. And then you go over there to grandma and grandpa's house, and he's in one room, she's in the other room. There's nothing exciting. There hasn't been anything exciting for years. And so that's sad. And I know you could say, well, that's just the way they live. No, grandmother, she is a woman. She is a female first, and she's hurt by that. You know, if she sat down and she told you her thoughts, you would be surprised. She wanted more, but she did not say it. And so just continue on. You literally can drift away in the same home. One person can go left, the other person can go right there in the same home. You know the people you see, you go out to dinner, their head is down, they're eating, that couple, no one saying anything to anybody. No, you don't want to do that. And I feel like, I'm going to put it on the women's shoulders. I feel like you're the one that should say, hey, let's get a vacation home. I know you're building your career. You're moving on up. And if he's moving on up, what that means, like the Jeffersons, he's making more money, right? So turn around and say, hey, let's get a vacation home. Let's do something, you know, something other. Another thing I think women should do, and I know some people are going to say, well, that's contradicting. No, it's not. It's okay to be a helpmate. It's okay to go out and get a job. When you go out and get a job, you get more things. You get more things and you retire quicker and earlier because you're building your wealth. And if you know you want a vacation home, he's moving up, and maybe the main home is costing a lot. You could say, okay, I'm going to put my check to the side, and he's making good money, and when he gets his bonus check or whatever, you could put down on a vacation home. So you always want to, keep everything alive, and we don't do that. We just coast through life day in and day out with the same thing. He goes to work, he come home, you go to work, you come home. Y'all sit and eat dinner, you watch TV. eventually, and this is where the drifting happened. He go upstairs, you're drifting apart in the same home. In the same home. No one's saying, let's go to this event. And if you do go to that event, it's probably the same event that the city had last year. So it's so important to keep your marriage alive. It's so important to be very aware. Just because you got him and he got you, it's still it should still be very aware in that relationship. Not let that relationship just coast. You shouldn't. I know y'all, I sound a little nasal. Let me tell y'all something right quick. I do sound nasal. My sinus is very, very up. I started this podcast last week and it was just too difficult with the breathing. And so now I jump back on. So if I sound different from the beginning, then now that's the reason why. And as you can see, I thought it was going to get better, but it got worse. So yeah, I'm struggling over here. But I have my inhaler and I'm doing good. So, but let's continue on. So that's how you keep a marriage alive. You always want to laugh and you always want to play. And you always want to change. You always want to switch up. And people say, switch up? What do you mean switch up? You want to switch up in your dressing. You want him to switch up in his dressing. You want to grow. We're not the same people as we were when we were little, and then we went to college, and then we got married. We're not the same people. We're different. We even look different. Oh, the thing about that is, you know how you get married, you have that, most people get married in their 20s, and I have that little girl look, and he has that little boy look. But if you pay attention to your husband, he gets sexier as time goes on. He get a little bigger, you know. You get a little curvier, and you know, you're looking good there. So that's the thing, you know. I just look at these marriages, and I had a friend say, her name is Chrissy. She told me because I was talking about the podcast I did with the red flags. She sent me a message, and she said I knew he was the one because I had all green flags. That's what she said. She said, I had all green flags. And Chrissy is someone I met on doing podcasts. And I like Chrissy. We like the same things. I could tell she's a romantic. I'm a romantic. Just the other day, we were talking about, you know, 16 candles and all that kind of stuff. And all kinds of stuff, but she said, "Oh, y'all need to go listen to her podcast too." I mean, oh my gosh, Chrissy drops her podcast. I got the coffee on. I'm so sorry. I'm trying not to. I'm so sorry. I don't need to breathe in deep. So, her name is Chrissy Champagne, and I love her podcast. She talks about crime, and you know, it's crime. A lot of it is crime I never heard of. You know how some people talk about the same old, Chrissy does not. But getting back to her husband, and oh my gosh, she's such a good looking man. And but they still date. He took her to see Madonna, you know, not too long ago, and he took her to see. He's taking her to see New Kids on the Block. And yeah, I'm sorry, I'm struggling to breathe. Oh, y'all, I'm so sorry. I just struggle to breathe. But he's keeping his marriage alive to her, and she's keeping her marriage alive with him. She's such a playful person. Oh my gosh, she's such a playful person, and that's what I'm telling you all too. Is that when you get into these marriages, you know, keep going like you were when you were dating him. You were trying to capture him. He was trying to capture you. You know, just keep going. You know, just keep going. You know, love on him, surprise him, and he would do the same for you. A lot of times we have to teach our guys. We really do. We have to teach them. People, I don't know if people believe this or not, but the woman is the one who decide, and a lot of y'all don't believe that, who decide how this marriage is going to go. She really is. And if she pull back and she continue on with the day and day operation, going to work and coming home, That's the way the marriage would be. Now, if she turn around and she say, I'm coming home tonight, I made plans for dinner, and we're going to do this, we're going to see a concert, the marriage will go in that direction. And then he would pick up on her, and he'll start telling her, hey, babe, I was at work, and I saw this, this, and that, and that. And that's bringing it back to Chrissy's relationship. She had no idea she was going to see New Kids on the Block. He surprised her. And so that's the thing. And that is contributing to Chrissy, because she is guiding her marriage the way she would like it to be, how she would want it to be. And that's a good thing. Okay, that's a good thing. And y'all, I would tell y'all, I know some of y'all probably saying, you know, about my divorce. And I would tell y'all, I was guiding in that direction. He chose something to do. He chose to do something different. Like I said, it got to be very boring for me. And so if you, and then he did not know how to own his stuff either. So, but getting away from that, but that's what I want you to do though. I want you to get in this marriage, and I want you to treat it like, I can't stress it enough. I want you to treat it like you're dating him. That you're trying to get to that end goal. You're trying to get that ring. And because you like him and you love him and you want to spend all your days with him. And I want you, once you get married, I want you to do the same thing. The same thing. I think it happens in like, you continue on like the first 2 years. I don't know the statistic, but I think you continue on like the first 2 years and then you drop off. And especially when children come. You know, you drop off. And like I say, bring those kids until those kids are coming into your life. Okay, a life that you and him has already created. So bring that child into that life, okay? And continue on what you're doing. And you do that with the child. Yeah, you can have child activities. I remember, I love the child activities. I don't have any children. But, you know, my sister, I think I told you all, in a previous podcast, that my sister went away. That's how I like to say. She went away. My sister went away. And I had the children, you know. And I remember I was sharing the children with their dad. And they would come down for the summer. And we would have the great time. My ex's name, Hubert. We would have the great time with Didi. We would bring Didi into our life. And the whole summer, it was about all of us. We did this. We did that. I remember her going to the water park. Funny story. We went to a water park. You know, we did not have children, so I didn't know children would do this. So we went to the water park. It was hilarious. We went to the water park, and you know how your child sit in that inflatable thing, and they had these little water guns. And I remember this boy. He just drenched her, and I just went into shock. He just drenched her. And I was just looking, and he was like spraying that water, and her mouth was open. She couldn't even catch her breath. I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing? But then he hit me. I said, shoot back, fire back. And he followed my lead. Yes. I think at first we were in shock. And so that's the reason why I say the woman is the deciding factor when it comes to relationships. Because, oh boy, I think at first we were like, what in the world? I mean, he just drowned in Didi, and I had fixed her hair so pretty, and she had a pretty rainbow dress on. And I got the picture, y'all. I need to find the picture and put it on Instagram and let y'all see it. But yeah, he, boy, he lit her up. Water was pouring. All at work had put two pretty ponytails. But you know, at first we went into shock, and then I was like, I started laughing. I'm like, fire it back. And then Hubert started laughing too. And so, like I say, it goes back to who is the deciding factor on how the relationship would be. But if you are going through some type of turbulence, if you are feel like you're going in separate directions, sit down and own your stuff and tell him to own his stuff. Now, I will say this here. A lot of guys will own up because they want their families. They want their families. So they will own up to their stuff. But let's say you got a guy, he's not willing to own up. There's nowhere you can go with that. There's nowhere. You're just beating your head against the wall. There's nowhere you can go with that. You would have that conversation with him the following month, and the next month, and the next year. So when you see that, don't give away all your years being with him. Just go ahead and say, okay, I think we need to go, in different directions. Maybe we need to go see I will say counselor, because like I said, it's not for me, but it's for, whoever wants to see one. You can say we need to go see a counselor. Or you can say maybe, like I did, it's time to divorce. It's time to divorce. And you can say something like that. And then maybe that'll wake him up. But if he doesn't wake up, you just continue on with the divorce. Somebody was talking to a friend that lives in New York. I was talking to her, and she was seeing how at the end it got to be so hard. And I want to talk about that right quick. I'm gonna tell you something. When I know you all are in the same house and you all have decided to divorce, that doesn't mean that you just sit there, and you're waiting to go to court and all that kind of stuff. You're in the same house. That means you start living. You start living your new life. That's what that means. You start living your new life. So let's say you file for divorce and you come home. Okay, and then he goes in his bedroom and you go into your bedroom. Okay, I give you a minute or two to grab your chest because you have done this. You have filed for a divorce. But the thing from this point on, you start living. And what I mean by that, you start going out. I'm not saying going out with guys because you do not need to, be in the same house and you get getting a divorce and going out with guys. What I'm saying is going out with yourself, going out with friends, doing a lot of activities. I did it. As soon when that was it, I just continued with my life. There's a place called Santana Row. I hung out over there. I went to the beach. My life did not stop. My life continued, And so that's what I want you to do too, because a lot of women, once they file, they get into this I don't know, in a shell, in a ball up, and they go through this grieving process. And what are you grieving? I can easily say, what are you grieving? It wasn't working out. And be thankful that each party, he saw that too, and you can move on because that's new beginnings. And think about it, it's what? I think it's 6 months. It takes 6 months to get the papers back and all that kind of stuff. And just think about, in 6 months, I'm gonna be dating someone new. I'm gonna be going places and doing things. And I don't have to be in this house that's so full of tension. I don't. Now, I could tell you this here. When we did it, most of the time, only tension we had is when we had to go to the law office. Other than that, we were talking, going to lunch, that kind of thing. But other than that, I knew. I didn't think like someone would think, oh, okay, maybe we're getting back together. I never thought that. I never thought that. That was it. I see things how I see them. I just see them what they are. And I move on from it. And like I said, I just really just hung out with myself and with a few more friends. Y'all, it's hard for me to say the F word because the bands in my mouth and my teeth. So I just continue on. And I want you to do that too. I don't want you to lose yourself in grief. There's nothing to be grieving about. It's over. It's time to take off, meet new people, meet new men. Go to a new city, a new state, do those type of things. Don't just stay there. Now you have the opportunity to do everything you wanted to do, and I want you to look at it like that. Well, guys, I was going to talk a little bit more, but I'm struggling again, so I'm gonna go ahead and let you go, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Bye bye.